In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Little historical background for our first reading. You know that after the death of King Solomon, because of his infidelity, the kingdom of the Jews was split into two. There were the two southern tribes, Judah and Benjamin, and then there were the 10 northern tribes, and the 10 northern tribes became their own kingdom, and they were not under the Son of David, and they were even more unfaithful to God than the kingdom of Judah. And what we have going on in our first reading is the king of Judah is being attacked by a coalition of the kings of Aram, the king of Israel. So that they're going to, what they want to do is reduce Judah to a client kingdom. They're going to dethrone the king, pillage it, and then put a puppet on the throne. And it looked to everyone like they were going to win because they were far more powerful than the kingdom of Judah. And so through the prophet Isaiah, God tells Ahaz, the king of Judah, to be strong because God is with him. God will save him if his faith remains strong. And in 65 years, the northern 10 tribes will no longer even be a nation. They will be conquered by the Assyrians, which is exactly what happened. In other words, Ahaz is being challenged to put his faith and his trust not in his own power, not in the number of soldiers that he has, or in the strength of the walls of Jerusalem, but rather to put his faith in God. Very interesting history, isn't it? What does that have to say for us today? Put your faith in God. You know, all too often people put their faith in their own powers. You know, it's more comforting to do that because you don't have to trust anyone. You know, if you put your faith in your 401k or the great job that you have or the nice house or all of the things, your own health, then you're in charge. You're the rugged individualist. But all of those things can and will fail. We have to put our faith in God. Even though it seems like the entire world is conspiring against us, and it is. Remember, we have those three great enemies, the world, the flesh, and the devil. And it, you know, if we just see things in earthly terms, you know, it's game over. But we don't see things in earthly terms. If we put our faith in God, God will rescue us. It doesn't mean we're not going to have some trying times. We will. But God will bring us, just as he brought Christ through Jerusalem, through the cross, through the tomb, into everlasting life. So he will do the same for us. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.